Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. You can find us at morrisinvest.com. Today on the show, we're going to be answering your real estate and finance-related questions. And this whole point of this show is to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. And I believe there's answers and questions in here from beginners and more advanced, and it doesn't matter. I think we can all learn from these questions at any stage of our investing journey. I'm sure there's one little nugget or two little nuggets that you can pull away that could be an aha moment or an eye-opening moment. I always find I learn so much from people's questions. It's best if we sometimes just sit back, keep our own mouths shut, and let other people ask questions so we can get some great answers. So on today's show, we've got three real estate, finance, tax-related questions that we're going to get to. You can always ask me a question if you like by going to our website. Go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. When you go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton, you can leave me a 30-second voicemail and I will answer your questions here on the show. Okay, our first question today comes from Renata. Let's listen to Renata's question.
Hi, Clayton. This is Renata. My question is, should I transfer my rental property into an LLC or a trust? Most places say you can't really transfer it into an LLC because the loan will become due upon transfer. So I really don't want that. And recently a loan officer told me I could just transfer it into a real estate trust for privacy purposes and that I should do that. So now I'm confused. What's the best way to go? Another lender told me that transferring into an LLC that belongs to the same person on the loan will not make it due upon transfer. So who's really is telling the truth, I guess, and what's the best option for me? Thanks.
Bye. Thanks, Renata, for your question. I know this is one that people always are scared of, this idea of due on sale, meaning, okay, I've got a loan under my personal name. So Renata has this rental property in her own name, and she's worried that, oh my gosh, if she transfers it to a corporate entity, a structure that will protect her from legal liability, that, oh, now the loan, because it was in her name, the loan officer will say, hey, you got to pay this thing in full. You transferred the property? That means you technically don't own the property anymore. And now we're just going to call the loan due. You got to pay the whole loan back. First of all, that's garbage. I have, in my personal experience, I have never heard of this happening. Garrett Sutton, who's an attorney, seek his advice on this. You should read his book called Loopholes of Real Estate. And in that book, Garrett Sutton, the attorney, and one of the smartest real estate attorneys, we've had him on the show a couple of times. He's a good friend of our show. You can even book a call with his team at Corporate Direct. So just go to our website. We have a link set up. Just go to morrisinvest.com/LLC, and that should take you right to Corporate Direct's website and book a call with those guys. Ask them that question. But basically, what he says in the book is that, no, you absolutely can move your property into an LLC. There's a couple of ways to do it. Again, consult with them about that legal process on how to do it. But the bottom line is banks do not want to own properties. And so the worst, in fact, Garrett Sutton, I believe, says this, he says the worst that could happen, in his opinion, is that they might, if they got wind of it or if there was some issue with it, they might call and say, hey, can you transfer it back into your name? That would be it. And so they're not going to suddenly call it due where you're going to be met with a huge bill all of a sudden. But again, legally, you have the right to be able to move this into an LLC. And yes, your answer is correct also that you can move it into a trust. A lot of people will move it into a land trust, in which case it does not create a due on sale clause. So there's a couple of ways to do it. Again, talk with the team from Corporate Direct. Again, they're a law firm and they will help you through this process. Again, Garrett wrote a whole book about it, so it is possible. We've done it multiple times, and it should not be an issue for you. And again, it's not really about the privacy thing. I know you mentioned privacy. Privacy is one thing. I'd be more worried about the legal protections of an LLC. That's what I want. I don't want to own a property in my own name, because if a tenant slips and falls or gets hurt or something like that, they can end up suing you personally. And then it opens up all of your personal assets to a lawsuit. You do not want that. So you just want that property in a limited liability corporation or trust so that it's protected and it protects you from legal exposure. That's the whole reason we put these things in a legal entity. So Renata, I hope I answered your question, but check out Gareth Sutton's book, Loopholes of Real Estate Investing. We'll have a link in the description below for you on that. Okay, our next question comes to us from Raphael.
Hi, Clayton. This is Raphael from Chicago. I have a decent job with good benefits, but I want to invest in rental properties as well. I have my first house paid for and renting. It was worth $220,000. I have a HELOC on the same house with 3.15% interest. I'm living in another house where I have $230,000 of equity and I owe $200,000. On the second house where I live, I have an interest of 2% on a 15-year loan that I just refinanced. Do you recommend getting a LLC? Should I focus on paying the rest of my loan and use the HELOC for down payments on my future property or save some cash? Is flipping houses good in the Chicago area?
Okay, so I think a lot of questions there, Raphael. Let me just try to unpack and I don't quite know how to answer a couple of your questions, so I'm just going to kind of gently push you in the right direction. I know those wheels are turning in your head as an early real estate investor. You have a lot of different things you're focusing on. Number one, if you own a rental property, to Renata's question just a moment ago, if you own a rental property, that thing should not be in your name. You should be, for legal protections, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, okay? Seek your legal advice, but you want those properties in a legal entity to protect yourself, okay? Against lawsuits, et cetera. So that LLC question you kind of threw in there, that should be a no-brainer, okay? Now, using a home equity line of credit for real estate investing, if you're planning to live in a property and you've got equity, you cannot eat equity. So if you're sitting on equity, use it, especially with housing prices exploding and access to other people's money right now, access to really low interest rate loans from the bank that can help you build wealth. Remember, no other asset, not gold, not silver, not anything, lets you purchase it for 1/5 the price, meaning 20% down payment, where the bank is carrying the note for the rest. So you have an opportunity to use that $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in equity to buy a rental property. You could buy a brand, I'm not pushing you on my company, but if you'd like to, book a call with us at Morris Invest. Like, that's a down payment for a brand new construction rental property that is already cash flowing with a tenant in it. Granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, the whole nine yards in one of the best rental markets in the country. So you could absolutely do that and use the equity in the home that you're in and or use the equity in the rental property that you have that's cash flowing. Again, you're just trading, just using financial products. And one other thing I should mention is, our book, Natalie and I wrote a book. It's been a bestseller on Amazon. It's still number one in the mortgage section on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and look for How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years, get the newest edition of that by Clayton Morris and Natalie Morris. In there, we talk about how to use your home equity line of credit like a weapon. So you can use this HELOC, pay off your own mortgage in 5 years or less. And we have many testimonials from people that have done it. And then use that money and use that HELOC to use for rental investments as well. So I hope I'm pointing you in the right direction. So the answer is yes on the LLC, yes to use a HELOC to acquire more rental properties and expand that portfolio. So thanks, Raphael, for the question. All right, our last question comes to us from Kate.
Hi, Clayton. Kate here. I'm a Brit living in Spain, and I'm thinking about investing in real estate, specifically rental properties. So my questions are, as an international investor, what are the options available to me? And second of all, how, as an international investor, would I deal with leaky pipes and tenants needing help and the day-to-day things that can crop up? Thanks very much.
Well, Kate, again, I don't mean to push my own company here, but absolutely, you need a team, okay? So at Morris Invest, we have a lot of international investors because our team handles everything. The property management team is excellent. They handle everything. So you don't have to worry about leaky pipes. And want to fly to Texas and see our new construction properties, fly to our different markets and see them, meet with the team, be more than, when the world opens up again, right? But as an international investor, one of the reasons we have such success working with international investors is because we have non-recourse financing built into our properties, meaning that our banks that we work with And we work with about three or four of them now that provide non-recourse financing, meaning you do not have to, they don't care about you being a Brit and not having your American infrastructure set up or any of that. What they care about is the asset. So they've already walked through it during the construction. They've signed off on the demographics of the neighborhood and property in the school districts. They don't, by the way, banks don't offer non-recourse financing anywhere. They only do it in specific areas that are expanding with job growth, low crime, low vacancies. Like, they have to be fully bought into that asset. And so the beauty of that is then you don't have to worry about all that in American infrastructure and bank accounts and all that stuff that you might have to set up otherwise. You can set this up very easily with our team and be off to the races and being able to invest internationally. We have a lot of Australian investors. We have a lot of investors from the UK. Yes, Ireland. Let's see, Netherlands. We have someone from South Africa just bought a couple properties with us as well. So there's many ways to do it. So if you worked with us, we would take care of all of that. If you're not working with us, please make sure you have a great team in place that's full service, that's taking care of everything, soup to nuts. You absolutely cannot do it on your own. Heck, even if you're in the United States, you cannot do it on your own. Robert Kiyosaki wrote a great book called More Important Than Money. And when I interviewed Robert on my show about this book, he said, you know, money is one thing. Money will come to you. That's not the big deal. It's having a great legal team, great property management team, great construction team, all of those things, right? Great tax accountant, great CPA. Those are more important than money. Money will come. Those people will help solidify that money. So, Kate, I wouldn't be worried about the leaky pipes living in Spain, but you know, and that's why America is the number one place to invest in the world, because it's the most landlord friendly and it makes international investing super easy. It's not very difficult to do. So, again, Kate, if you're interested, we'd be happy to help you with that as well. So, a lot of great questions today, really, really thoughtful ones. So, really, thank you for giving us your questions. You can leave me a voicemail and ask any question you'd like just by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Ask your question, try to keep into about 30 seconds or so, which all of you did today. I love that. Short and sweet and to the point. Thanks, everyone. Now, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.